Slaves auf Flux FM mit The Hunter, hätte ich beinahe gesagt. Stimmt aber gar nicht. Doch, The Hunter haben wir gerade gehört. Von The Slaves, ein Auszug aus ihrem Debütalbum Are You Satisfied, das heute nochmal vorgestellt wird im Binu. Wir sprechen mit Laurie Vincent und Isaac Holman, den beiden Köpfen der Kapelle, über die Vorteile eines Major-Deals in Zeiten von Crowdfunding. Wir finden heraus, mit welcher Einstellung man heutzutage noch eine Musikerkarriere starten kann. Und wir sprechen über die nicht ganz so einfache Arbeit am Debütalbum mit dem Produzenten Joylen Thomas und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome again, Laurie and Isaac.
Hello,
hello,
my friend.
How are you?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing today?
Very well.
Very well. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Antwerp.
Antwerp.
Last night.
Played a show there?
No, we had a day off in Berlin last night, but we were in Antwerp playing a show two nights ago.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool. So you are relaxed for tonight's show, having a day off in the back? That's kind of nice, right? So did you do anything special, or did you just relax? And
I went and saw Anti-Flag at, is it Columbia?
Oh, really?
Yeah, good show.
You saw, oh, that's why you wear that t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fanboy.
Yeah, it sounds nice to me. Mm-hmm. Cool, Anti-Flag was playing. I didn't even realize. You've released your LP in May, so this is going to be the first Berlin show ever.
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 Wow, you're looking forward to it?
Very excited. Yeah,
cool.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think the Binu is a good venue for a first Berlin show because it's not too big, it's not too small, it has a great sound to it. Yeah. You're going to love it.
I'm
really
excited.
Gonna love it. And it has this history because it has been punk rock club for so long.
Yeah.
And it changed a little bit, but it's still very nice to play there. I've read that producing the LP was actually more stressful than you had imagined before. I've read that you guys were entering the studio separately for a while. Mm-hmm. You didn't necessarily talk to each other anymore.
Why
did that happen? And how did you get out of it again?
I think there was a lot of pressure put on us at a point and we didn't realise it was going to be that stressful, but I guess we both worked to different schedules. We both wake up at different times and I'd rather be up late and Isaac would rather get up early. So there just became a point where I'd get in and he'd already be there and then he'd leave and I'd stay.
Yeah.
So it was like, but we got over it.
The
music united us, I guess.
Yeah.
We still love each other.
Yeah. And maybe you still love each other because the different working hours.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it helped.
Yeah. Joylen Thomas was producing the album and I think he came up with the idea to put you on different timetables, right? So did he kind of save the band with doing that, or would you have found an own way to get out of there?
I don't know. I think he really got the best out of us. A lot of the songs like would be sort of half written by the time I came in, like the vocals, where he'd concentrate on getting Isaac to like really go for it. So yeah, he was a really good help.
Mm. So you recorded the album in an analytic kind of way. The drums were recorded first and then guitar and vocals came, or how did you do it?
Pretty much like we'd have a live track of us playing together and then the drums would stay and then I'd overlay the guitars again and then we'd do the vocals.
Mm.
And then we added some random stuff on it, like drum machines and synths and...
Yeah. Do you think... Because when I listen to the record, I feel that urge to say something, the urge to make music, the urge to scream out loud a few things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that feeling uncomfortable has kind of shaped the sound of the LP as well? Because I sense a good way of feeling uncomfortable in that music.
Yeah, I think good creativity often comes from an uncomfortable place. So, like, if we didn't feel rubbish, then maybe those songs wouldn't have been written.
I like the idea that it hopefully inspires other people to create music, because that's sort of the main principle of our music, is for people to want to hear it and then do something themselves.
Yeah, and I've read that you kind of are rethinking the role of a musician in the year 2015 because, I mean, you can't jump into the business for the money anymore. It won't happen. I mean, there's some variations where you might get rich with music, but this is not what you're able to expect, I guess. So that's what I like about your band as well, that you're trying to rethink your role as musicians and that you're working with the stuff that you have to work with and not necessarily the stuff that's going to work with an audience later on, right?
Yeah, it's all about just being proud of your work. It's like it's what you leave behind, isn't it? I wouldn't want to leave behind something that I didn't feel like was us.
What separates us from animals is the creativity. So leave behind something you love.
Yeah, and I really think one wise man or woman, I don't remember anymore, once said that if you fail with something that is not completely your own, it feels much worse than to fail with something that you've made up on your own and it has been your own idea.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And another thing that came up into my mind was the saying that only under pressure you can make diamonds, right?
Exactly.
Diamonds have to do a lot with pressure.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, you remember that. Put it on a t-shirt.
Keep it, it's throwaway.
Put it on a slave's t-shirt. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of your new record. It's called Cheer Up London. There's a beautiful video for it.
Thank you.
On the internet. Wer sich das angucken möchte, kann das gerne machen. Das Ding ist im Netz, das Video zu Cheer Up London, auch mit nicht ganz unbekannten Schauspielern im Video. Wir hören hier aber erstmal den Song ohne Bild und quatschen dann noch ein bisschen weiter über die Show der Slaves heute Abend. Die Slaves, Cheer Up London. Ein Auszug aus der Debüt-LP Are You Satisfied, über die wir gerade schon kurz gesprochen haben. Eine LP, die mit Joyland Thomas als Produzent erarbeitet wurde. Die beiden Protagonisten der Band, die beiden Köpfe der Kapelle, Laurie und Isaac, sind zu verschiedenen Uhrzeiten im Studio angekommen und haben getrennt voneinander gearbeitet, weil man sich auch während der Produktion kurz mal nicht leiden konnte. Das Ganze ist aber in freundschaftlichen Gefühlen aufgelöst worden und jetzt geht man gerne gemeinsam miteinander auf Tour. Now, Joyland Thomas, he kind of like found out a way to work with you guys. Will that be a reason for you to maybe work with him again? Because he doesn't not only understand your music, he seems to understand you guys as individuals as well. And I think that's quite an important thing for working with a producer that you can trust.
Yeah, I think it was a really good experience. I think part of us wants to try and produce it ourselves as well, because we feel like we've got a lot of ideas. It's sort of it's a role that you can feel yourself to an extent. So I feel like we'd love to do some more songs with him, but I think we're also like quite excited by the challenge of doing it ourselves.
Yeah, and that might have the result of a sound that's even more unique, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes these little mistakes that a musician who's producing his own record, the little mistakes that he puts in there without knowing, maybe.
Yeah.
And they make the great and unique sound.
Yeah, we always leave mistakes in. I think it's important.
Yeah, it's super important. I mean, that's what we can learn from Hot Chip, I guess, because they start making their beats and then it takes another year for them to deconstruct the beat in a way that it sounds human again, you know? And
yeah,
so many electronic producers, they spend like most of their time to deconstruct the beat again and make it groovy again. In times like these, many people or many bands like yours would have probably tried crowdfunding or a smaller label, but in an interview with you I've read that you're kind of like embraced the idea that you're working with a big label because there's more possibilities.
Definitely. Yeah. I think I've seen some bands that I know you get signed to small labels, and with the budget and what they expect from your band, they get you to be a certain way and they expect you to be the band they signed, whereas with a major they encourage you to grow and they allow you to experiment. And yeah, I've seen a lot of bands signed to indies and get rushed and they have to make their album quickly because there's a lot depending on it. And I don't know, I feel like nowadays it's like actually quite a benefit to be on a major. It's a real privilege.
Yeah, I think it's important that you have your opinions as a band and that you know your style and that you know the direction you want to go into, because then you can discuss with the major label as well. And if you're not super sure about the direction you want to go, it might be difficult to work with a major label, but I'm sure that you guys know how to discuss with the people.
Yeah, we know what we want.
In the label office.
Yeah.
So this is going to be your first Berlin show. What can people expect from tonight's show?
A lot of sweat, a lot of fun, laughs, be very loud. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Have I sold it well?
Totally. I did believe you, actually, because I've seen parts of your live show on video, and it's really an energetic kind of thing.
And it's intense.
Yeah, that you people out there don't want to miss. Wer heute Abend also zu den Slaves gehen möchte, ins Binu, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer, die ihr anrufen müsst, um die letzten Tickets zu bekommen für die Slaves-Show heute Abend im Binu. Nu, Laurie und Isaac, die beiden Köpfe der Kapelle, waren bei mir im Studio und haben uns ein bisschen was erzählt zu ihrer ersten Platte und zur ersten Show. I want to thank you for visiting and I hope I'll see you again pretty soon, right?
It's a pleasure. Yeah, I think you will.
This
show's in a couple of hours, probably.
And I want to see you again in a few months for the second Berlin show, because I know
if you have us back.
This is going to be a success tonight and Berlin is going to love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. You're the right band for this city as well. So
good.
Have fun at tonight's show. Bye.
Bye.